people as a result of the depression, when the depression was on, a lot of people drew their money out of the bank and closed their accounts.
What did they do with this money? Just put under a mattress or something?
Well, they all rented safety boxes until they couldn't get any more. And I know of people that had the money in their hands and come to leave the bank, and they were worried what they were going to do with their money. But they still took it out of the bank. Now, some of them took the money home. What they did with it, we don't know. But we do know all the people that blew their money out, and they came in and they talked to the cashier at that time. And I remember seeing this woman had the money on her lap. She couldn't rent a safety box, and she was afraid to take it home. And tears in her eyes, and she begged the cashier, what am I going to do with my money? Well, he says, the only thing he could tell her was she wanted her money, and the bank paid her off, give her her money. But he still believed in the safety of the bank. Mm-hmm. And she turned her home and walked back, got in the lineup where people were drawing their money out, and she walked back to the teller's window, and she redeposited her money and put her money back in the bank.
And it was safe.
She never lost her money. But I suppose you couldn't blame the people, because there were so many banks at that time that failed and closing and weren't paying off. It was the first, and we only received a portion of their money.
So the people, if a bank closed, the people would lose money?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if the bank closed, if they became same as a bankrupt concern today, a company goes bankrupt, and they owe a lot of money, and they don't have the money to pay, the people are paid off just to proportion to the money that they have.
Okay.
If I go bankrupt myself, if I'm in business and I go bankrupt, and I owe you money, you sold me goods,
mm-hmm.
and I can't pay off. Well, if I can only pay off through the bankrupt court 50% of my debts, you lose 50%, because you only get paid one half. And so if it's true with the banks, the same thing.
Is there any other information you have or can think of?
Well, it's only, I think, the banks today are under a wonderful service. And to think that your deposits are guaranteed up to $40,000 by the federal government.
Were they insured when you worked there before?
No such thing as insurance. We take in the old days when a bank failed, if I was a stockholder in the bank and the bank closed, the stockholders were subject to a 100% assessment according to the number of shares that they had. If I had 100 shares of stock, and our value would have to be $10 par, and the bank closed, I was subject to an assessment of 100 shares of that $10 par stock. Now today, if a bank closes, the stockholder simply loses his entire investment. You don't have to, there's no penalty that he is subject to. So, being a stockholder in the bank today is something pretty nice. If they fail, are you going to lose your investment? You're not subject to another fine, as we call it. I think the banks are in wonderful shape today. I think they're a good thing. They render good service. Chicken pumps, Christmas clubs, all types of loans. I don't think there's anything that you can't get out of a bank as far as finance is concerned. If your credit is good, you've got to be a person that pays your bills. You've got to have a job. And as I say, you're investigated. That is, when you're making loans, you can't just walk in and say, I want to borrow $100, and that will give you the pen name and be your sign. You've got to know who you are, if you have a job, and so forth. But they render good service. I'm a booster for the bank. Still, I've been retired about 15 years, and I still like to talk banking.
Yeah. Okay.
That was my bread and butter.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.